Chris Graham is the founder and the editor of the Augusta Free Press on the long line.
I am here.
Hey!
I am here, Coy.
Hey. How are you doing? Yay! How are you, sir? You're live from a cell phone somewhere in the Shenandoah Valley.
Yes, we are in the city of Waynesboro now, coming back from Richmond. My wife and I covering the Barack Obama rally in the Richmond Coliseum, and actually we'll be heading tonight. Wesley Clark will be in Harrisonburg talking up a town hall, so we'll be Obama groupies today.
Wow. So what was the event like today? And it was at the Coliseum, right?
Richmond Coliseum, a sellout crowd, I guess we could say. Its capacity 13,000, about another 1,000 on the floor, and a very energetic crowd. Mark Warner and Tim Kaine were there to warm the crowd up, and it was a place to be. You know, you can really feel the energy from the polls that we've been seeing, with Obama up anywhere from 6 to 10 points in the polls this week. You could definitely see it there at the Coliseum today.
We're talking with Chris Graham of the Augusta Free Press. So, Chris, give us now the latest on what you know about Virginia, the swing state. Who knew it was so swingable? But it is now it's being called one of the key states that whoever wins the White House, they're going to have to win Virginia.
Well, I talked with Bob Denton last week. Barack was in Roanoke last week, and Bob Denton, a Virginia Tech professor, was telling me, I think should be the conventional wisdom, which is Barack doesn't necessarily need to win Virginia to win the White House, but John McCain definitely needs to win Virginia to win the White House. And right now, it's looking like Barack's going to win Virginia. The Survey USA poll that was out on Monday had him up 51% to 45%. Rasmussen also out with a poll on Monday that had it 54 to 44. And so you talk about margin of errors and such. Maybe the lead is actually somewhere between 7 and 9 points. But that's a pretty significant hurdle to overcome in the next 2 weeks for John McCain in a state where he doesn't seem to have the level of organization that he might have in other states.
Yeah, well, and I'm going to play some audio in the next hour from NBC political director Chuck Todd, basically saying that the ground game for McCain across America, not just in Virginia, is almost non-existent. And that's perhaps what is helping Obama, really, in these last few weeks, is they have so many volunteers and such an impressive ground game, just from a purely political nuts and bolts campaign perspective. They have so many more people on the ground making phone calls, knocking on doors, dropping off palm cards, doing this kind of thing that you have to do in those last few weeks if you want to win.
Yeah, the Obama campaign, some of your listeners out there might remember that my day job as Augusta Free Press editor and my night volunteer gig has me running the Waynesboro Democratic Committee. And the Obama campaign made contact with us in Waynesboro back in early June, which sort of blew us away, the fact that we were having contact from a Democratic presidential campaign in a state that hasn't gone Democratic for 44 years. And what they've done is they've identified, in their minds, 25,000 voters in Waynesboro, Stanton, Augusta County, our little region here. And in the next 2 weeks, they're going to knock on all those doors with the volunteers we recruited for them. The McCain campaign, from the Republican friends that I have talking to here in the Valley, they're just not that organized. You know, they've knocked on some doors, they've made some phone calls, but nothing to the level that the Obama side has in the Valley here. And, of course, the Valley's supposed to be a red state, the reddest part of this former red state now. And definitely the Democrats are much more organized. And I think that ground game, even if this was a 50-50 race, I would feel good for the Obama side. And it's not right now a 50-50 race, so I think the Obama-Biden ticket has to feel really good right now.
We're talking with Chris Graham of the Augusta Free Press. What about the rest of the country calls it the Bradley effect? Here in Virginia, we call it the Wilder effect. Do you think that's going to have any bearing on that the polls might, in fact, be skewed because a lot of folks who say they're going to vote for Obama get in the booth and don't?
Well, you know, I've done a couple of stories on this topic and talked with experts on all sides who have a divergence of opinions on this. And I think the consensus comes down to there should be, there probably will be a small effect, maybe not what it was back in '89 when Doug Wilder had maybe a 10-point lead in the last polls before the election and won by less than 0.5%. But maybe a point or two. Now, when I was talking with people originally to look into this story. We were talking about the race and maybe being a 1 or 2 point race in Virginia, and certainly 1 or 2 or 3 points will be a big deal. With a 6 to 10 point lead, maybe not as big a deal. And also, Doug Wilder, who was also at the event today at the Richmond Coliseum, would point out he still won, even with the Wilder effect, he still won. So Virginia does have a tradition of having voted for an African-American for a statewide office, and so that was 20 years ago. Maybe that plays through here in 2008.
Yeah, absolutely. And in fact, the first African-American governor in the United States of America, right here in Virginia.
Yeah, and that was 20 years ago, a generation ago. The older voters from 20 years ago have cycled out. Now You know, the baby boomers are the older voters now in a lot of cases, and they grew up in a different era than their parents did. And so I think, you know, we can still probably expect something of a change, but I don't know that, you know, it's going to be enough to eat into that lead that he has right now.
Yeah. We're talking with Chris Graham of the Augusta Free Press online at AugustaFreePress.com. Chris, there's a reason they play games and there's a reason we have elections, because nobody wins until they actually do it. And let us not be remiss in saying that, you know, Senator McCain could still win this no matter what anybody says. And
Yeah, and that's a point that Barack Obama makes. You know, I've heard him twice in the last week, in Roanoke on Friday, in Richmond today. He said, anybody out there who thinks that we have this one sewn up, I got two words for you, New Hampshire. And, you know, New Hampshire, of course, back in the primary season, I think Barack had anywhere from a 6 to 8 point lead heading into the primary over Hillary Clinton, and Hillary Clinton won that primary. So, you know, things can definitely change in an election cycle, and they definitely can here, too. So, you know, all the hard work that's gone into it from the Obama side, we can expect that the Republicans are not going to take this sitting down. They're going to try to work hard, even if they're not as organized. They don't have as much to build on. They're going to come out with everything they can in the next 2 weeks. And so Virginia, you know, as the point was made several times today at the rally, Virginia voters who want to vote for Obama, want to see Obama in the office, still have a lot of work. They actually have to have the game now, right? We have to play the game before you can win the game.
Yeah, absolutely. Chris, what are your thoughts on the congressional races? I know in the Valley, I can't remember what district that is, but you've got one going on there, and over here you get the 5th District, which goes down into Southside Virginia, Tom Perriello versus Virgil Goode. Not a lot of press for these races, you know, with this historic race and the longest presidential campaign in American history, and a historic race, very important election, some might say overshadowing these congressional races.
Well, certainly. And in the 6th District over here, Bob Goodlatte, the incumbent, we haven't seen any new polls. The polls as of mid-August had him up 25 points. We haven't seen anything new, but we have looked at and seen numbers for the presidential and Senate races, looking specifically at the 6th District. And Barack Obama is running surprisingly well out here. The last poll I saw, the Survey USA poll on Monday released, had Obama running 45% out this way, and actually had Mark Warner right around 60% in the 6th District. Now, Sam Rasul, the Democratic challenger, would hope that he can get some coattails from those two guys and maybe make a serious challenge. In the 5th District, Tom Perriello, I think, has a good shot of an upset there in the race against Virgil Goode. He was down more than 30 points in those mid-August polls. A poll that was out about 3 weeks ago had it down to 13, and the most recent one I saw had him within 8 points of Virgil Goode. The difference between him and Sam Rasul here in the 6th District is Tom's got a lot of support from the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee, a lot of money infused from that group. He's been on the air with ads for, I think, at least 6 weeks now. We get Charlottesville TV market over here in the Valley. And, you know, we see more Perriello commercials, it seems, than we do Mark Warner, and he's running neck and neck with Barack Obama. So his name recognition is going up, and that's only going to improve the next 2 weeks. So, you know, at 2 weeks out, 13 days to go before the election, I think Tom Perriello has a chance at an upset, and that's all you can ask for if you're a challenger like him going against a well-heeled incumbent like Virgil Goode.
And there was to have been one televised debate in that contest, but it was canceled. Virgil Goode canceled that and said, well, I never actually scheduled it, even though everybody else involved thought it was scheduled, including Channel 29, which was hosting the debate. But there is going to be another debate in Danville between those two.
Yeah, I can't. Part of me can't blame Virgil Goode for backing out, whatever the case might have actually been with that debate that was scheduled or not scheduled. At a point where his internal poll numbers had to be suggesting the same thing that the public poll numbers have been, that race is tightening up. I guess at a certain point you'll have to debate and show that you recognize the challenge that is out there. But at the point where he was, challenging the scheduling of that debate, I guess we can at least call that, it was at a point where, you know, you don't want to give that recognition to the challenger, but, you know, that could actually backfire on him, and I think to some degree has. I've heard some negative feedback on that from the people I've been talking with. So it will be interesting to see now if those two guys get up there on the stage, the fireworks that could result from that could definitely play a role. Right now we're seeing Perriello cutting into that lead. Maybe we'll see some different poll numbers here soon that indicate that something even different. The dynamics changed completely.
We're talking with Chris Graham of the Augusta Free Press, and Mike is on the line in Charlottesville. Mike, I got time for a quick question. Go right ahead.
I got a quick question. I'll get right off on you. I've been very curious by this election that we've heard very little from Larry Sabato, and I was just curious as to why he's been so quiet in his analysis, because we usually have seen him a great deal.
In the congressional race?
No, just overall, president, all the races. I just, you know, don't see him quoted, don't see him on the TV. I was just curious as to why he's not really involved as he's been in the past.
I think he spoke to Politico recently, and that news story is on readthehook.com on their blog. But, Chris?
You know, I think there's so many people out there now who are offering the punditocracy perspectives that, you know, it does seem, you know, Larry used to be the guy, he was the go-to guy for everybody. And I don't think that's changed so much, but there's so many other voices out there that maybe there's a drowning out effect there. But Larry is just as active, it seems to me. I get his crystal ball when it comes out, you know, every week or so. And I have seen, I saw that political article you talked about, but I think there's, you know, the media themselves, members of the news media themselves are going out to so many different sources that that maybe Larry isn't as prominent as he used to be. He's still a go-to guy for a lot of people.
Yeah, absolutely. And Mike, thank you so much for the call, and I'll just let you know, nice timing, because just a few hours ago I emailed the folks over at the Center for Politics and requested to have Larry on this very program before the election, so hopefully we can line that up. Thank you, Mike, so much. Chris Graham is the founder and the editor at the Augusta Free Press. You can read his work online at augustafreepress.com. Chris, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Coy.